Can you picture my prophecy? Stress in the city, the cops are stopping me. Can you picture my prophecy? Stress in the city, the cops are stopping me. A prophecy full of bullets, nobody's just dropping. There ain't no stopping me. Constantly moving while making millions. Witnessing killers, leaving dead bodies in the abandoned buildings. Carries the children because they're illin'. Addicted to killing and the appeal from the cap villain. Without feeling, but will they last or be blasted? Hard headed bastard. Maybe you're listening in this casket. The aftermath, more bodies being buried. I'm losing my homies in a hurry. They relocate into the cemetery. Got me worried, stressing my business worried. The question is, will I live? No one in the world loves me. I'm headed for danger. Don't touch strangers. Put one in the chamber whenever I'm feeling this anger. Don't want to make excuses, because this is how it is. What's the use of left me shooting? No one notices the you. It's just me against the world, baby. It's me against the world. It's just me against the world. I got nothing to lose. It's just me against the world, baby. Cause I'm the one y'all need to be worried about. Partner. With all this extra stressing, the question I wonder is after death, after my last breath, when will I finally get to rest through this suppression? They punish the people that's asking questions and those that possess. Still from the ones without possessions, the message I stress. To make it stop, study your lessons, don't settle for less. Even the genius asks questions, be grateful for blessings. Don't ever change, keep your essence. The power is in the people and politics we address. Always do your best, don't let the pressure make you panic. And when you get stranded and things don't go the way you planned it, dreaming the riches in a position to making a difference. Politicians are hypocrites, they don't wanna listen. If I'm insane, it's the fame, made a proper change. It wasn't nothing like the game, it's just me against the.
Good evening, and welcome to another edition of Enough is Enough, Save Our Children Blog Talk Radio. My name is Velton, I'm your host and founder of Enough is Enough, Save Our Children. Tonight, for the next 45 minutes, we're going to do part two of Alliance Against Gun Violence / Love in Action. Tonight, we want to talk about plans, the community, the action, what steps needs to be taken, how do we collaborate to form an alliance against gun violence in our community. I truly believe this can work, but we have to have a plan that needs to be executed with the swiftness. I got a caller on the line, Brother Antonio. I'm going to bring you in. Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing quite well, sir. Thank you for having me here today, sir.
Thanks for being on. You know, trying to get this alliance started, you know, because I think that it would be a great force on what we need to do.
I agree as well.
A collaboration of all organizations with one primary purpose, to work together to stop our youth from dying.
Exactly.
Put our minds and our heads together and execute a plan. And execute the action behind the plan. No procrastination. You know, I wrote something about it. I'm not going to discuss it at the moment right now. I know I got Doc on the call. I want to bring him in right quick. Hey, Doc,
thanks.
How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. Thanks. I got Sister Kay here. Thanks for inviting us. You know, whenever you're trying to bring folks together. We're always here at Vision Fusion to help you. We think this issue is of number one importance, and you're right on the mark, and it's most important. And where you're headed is where we all need to be, and we need an action plan. And a love in action plan. That's the only way we're going to resolve this issue. And it can be resolved. But we have to come together, and we have to come together with action. And the talk is not going to work anymore. It hasn't worked. And it has to be a combined effort. But we're happy to be here with you today.
Doc, I wrote something last night You know, I posted it. I know Antonio, he read it. I don't know if you've seen it. Basically, the title of it was Unified Alliance, by any means necessary to bring peace to the streets. A plan that could be put into action by a citywide alliance of all organizations who are willing to collaborate with others. Other organizations, excuse me. For one cause, to bring peace back to our community. Okay, the first thing, as you talked about the other day, Doc, you talked about connecting, how we establish connections and build relationships. You know, I thought that was real important that you put that out there. You know, in other words, when information is traded, put it to use.
Yeah.
You know, we're doing something here. You know, let's put it in action. You know,
right.
That was the first thing I remember you talking about. And build a relationship with that next organization.
Right.
You know, so you can be on the same page. You know,
right.
About different issues or whatever. You know, another thing, I don't know if you mentioned it, but unconditional commitment. You know,
yes.
which for me is very important. You know, no condition, don't be committed. I'm only committed under this condition. Oh, you know, we are asking you to make an unconditional commitment. Because that, for me, is what is needed in this formula. You know,
right.
People who want to get in on under conditions that I get this or I receive that. No, let's all go into this unconditionally. I believe it'll work a whole lot better that way. You know, now that's just my view. People may disagree, and this is why we're having this discussion. Okay. Also,
let's take
the
those sharing two right
of resources. Hello, are you there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, the sharing of resources. In other words, you know, what one group may not have, let another group help them with that, and vice versa.
Yes.
I think that would be part of aligning up together. Okay, you don't have that. Okay, let me see how I can help you do this. For me,
yes.
That's collaborating together. Hello?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I'm trying to see. All right, everybody's still connected here. Okay. Antonio, how do you think? What do you feel about that?
I'm right with you 100%, brother. I noticed I saw that as a problem before with one organization I was looking into before that, you know, you didn't have individuals who wanted to just put their whole heart into working because when you do that, we are really a vessel. And that's what we need, numbers, is strength in numbers. And what end up happening is when you have individuals that have motives that's not consistent with the direction of the organization or the group, then you have a lot of talk and a lot of back and forth rather than one word, which is groupthink. And that's what we really need to be able to go forward to be able to make these things happen. I saw a lot of times, too, that a lot of times, you know, people are trying to sell products and, you know, and everything else. Then, you know, rather
except
than we're talking about you.
Right. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm just agreeing with you. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So, and I mean, that's the main focus. The main focus should be focusing on those on the issues. And the issue is stopping youth violence. And, you know, the goal is to try to create alliance with individuals who are dedicated to that cause. And the only incentive that they will get out of it is making a better place for the young people of this country. I mean, really no type of profit or no type of fame or, you know, and it's just like that's what we got to look for in people that's supporting the movements.
I have to agree with you. I really have, because in the past, from what I've seen in our predecessors, that's how they moved.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they moved. Just by what you're saying, that is how they moved. And that's how things got done. The selfishness is not going to work in it. It's about a selfless commitment, the way I see it.
I had to bring the military in that, and that's the reason why I like that. One of our creeds that we have is selfless service. When it comes to our core Army values, selfless service. That's why a lot of the service members are willing to go and give their life, because it's not about them, it's about the mission,
Exactly.
And if we can have cats like that on our team to really focus on this thing, then we can do some great things. But when you have people who, talking to my wife the other day, it's like, I can truly understand, because it's like, if you have a black man, for an example, who got great ideas, who is brilliant, who that is doing big things, trust me, he is an anomaly. So that means he is a high demand for men like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like he's gonna be all over the place. I mean, he got a lot to do. So it's like and that's the way I look at it. I take it with a grain of salt. I'm like, that's just how it is. But when it comes to something like this right here, it's like everyone have to really work together, and that's the goal. If we can, one quick thing too, here on Capitol Hill, whenever those lobbyists go to Capitol Hill to get lobby for resources, the lobby for support, the first thing that they say, I am such and such with AARP, for an example, we are a 50 million member organization. So what ended up happening now, if that congressman or woman is not in there, his or her top senior aide is going to accommodate that individual. Why? Because of the strength in those numbers. And that's just how the whole ball game works. That's how it all works. It's about strength in numbers. But until we're able to truly organize and have the numbers to really be able to move this, because like you said, we need resources. Someone might know how to write grants. Someone might have a couple of dollars. Someone might, know how to do research. Me, for an example, I'm a research geek. So, and we just do this stuff for free. I was talking to a brother the other day, and he was like, we should get paid for that. And I'm like, whoa, we will never get going. Just like in starting the business. If you and I were to start a business, we're going to put all our money into it. Even if we go broke, hopefully we're smart and we don't go broke. But we don't start dipping into the pot once money start coming in, because it's all about setting up and strategizing and getting everything organized. And then, probably if we are able to get a salary, it might be like $10,000 or $20,000 a year, if that. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's probably years down the line. So, but, and it's just that we basically have to really educate each other on exactly the how you really organize, how you create an organization, how you handle funding, and just lay the rules out and the law out initially, and then those ones that got alternative motives, they'll start falling off.
Doc, you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Hi, this is Kay.
Hey, Kay, how are you?
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Felton. I think that these are wonderful ideas. I want to just pull back in just a little bit. I'm kind of a grassroots kind of a person. You know me, I work in the trenches. And I want to pull back, to actually working, getting closer to working with the individual children. I think that's where you make a lot of the biggest differences sometimes. And some of the things that we talked about with the last call were trying to organize within the neighborhoods where the schools are, trying to get people to go to the schools. I know with my school, what we really needed was for parents and community members to get involved as volunteers. To do, come to the schools, to do tutoring, to do mentoring, to to be speakers, to, you know, in the classrooms with the children, to do after-school programs. Those things are so desperately needed, especially in the inner city. And so, you know, I feel like the gentleman who was just speaking would be a wonderful organizer and a wonderful researcher, and all of that is very important for sure. And at the same time, we need people that are willing to get involved at the level of the school with the kids, you know, and put in some time there, because that keeps them off the streets, and that's just vitally important.
I have to agree with you, you know, and this is, to me, is how you organize and execute. I'm sorry, I just, you know, I'm listening, and this is what I believe. This is how you organize and execute. You know, the education piece is very important, getting volunteers. You know, me and Doc was talking yesterday evening about, when people are going out in the community trying to talk to the youth, you know, last night it really occurred to me that there's a training that you should have. Because some
right.
folks have it naturally, some folks don't. I realized
right.
that last night. I went to an engagement, and right outside of the, near the engagement I went to, you have some gang members who hang out in front of this bodega. And some people from the engagement, they had a dispute with these young cats. And thank God no weapons were pulled, no one was shot. At the same time, you know, the threat is always there. So, you know, I'm grateful that I have the skills that I was able to talk to the young man who was upset with the gentleman who was coming out from the engagement. And I was able to calm things down and distinguish the situation. Now, there were others that were there who they called the police and did certain things that, for me, wasn't necessary because it was over. It was
right.
over. No one was hurt. Like I said, there was no weapons were involved, you know. Basically, it was a lot of loud talking, you know, and little pushing and shoving, nothing major, you know. Now that you've called the cops, okay, you know, to these youngsters, that's snitching. So now this
right.
is a place that you use for different engagements at various times, and you're open every Saturday as a sober club, but you have these gang members next door, okay? Now, knowing their mentality, they may retaliate because cops was called and two were arrested.
Right.
So, you know, there's a certain training that men and women are going to need before you go out there and talk to these youth. Because if you could go at it with good intentions, but do it wrong.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Antonio Merrick from D.C.
Yeah, go ahead,
May
Antonio.
I?
Yeah, sure. You're jumping anytime.
Okay, I sent the on your page, I put that the Shaw, I think it's Columbia Heights Collaborative in D.C. And it's
right, I'm looking at it now. I see it. Yeah.
Exactly. It's bringing, creating solutions together. It's an initiative. They actually got a pretty good deal of money from the government grant because they were able to bring down the homicides in the Latino gang community in D.C. to zero. And the initiative that they did, it was basically like, say for instance, someone would get shot. Okay, they literally went out to that hospital to make sure that they didn't retaliate. It's almost like they swarm the relatives. And by doing that, they were able to bring it down to zero, to the fact that they basically smothered the gangs. They literally smothered them. And because of their work, they got money from the government to do it in other wards within inside D.C. And back to what you said when it comes to the training, I have the privilege to be a part of the training for the outreach workers, because that's what they want to do. And they realize the same thing that you are saying now, is that, you know, hey, we got to have training. You know, we have to be able to train their own outreach workers, as well as, you know, outreach workers for the community. And from the research that they have done, I do not believe so far in this country that there is actually training for the type of work that we're trying to do in here in D.C. and what we're trying to do here now on the phone. So this right here is really a first in reality, because, you know, it's like we're right now, but that is a beautiful thing, because we don't want to reinvent the wheel. And right now we're in the area whereby, you know, by doing this, coming up with the training and things of that nature. But it's actually, you know, official training where you'll be certified as an outreach worker, you know, and right now we're in there brainstorming, trying to come up with the actual training. How would the training be? What will be the material that is covered and things of that nature? And it's not easy, but, hey, nothing in life is easy, you know.
Well, I may be able to help you in that area.
Yeah.
You know, I have skills. I've worked with you in lockup. I've counseled you. And I know one of the first things, you know, they got to be able to trust you just in that moment. Because you don't have a whole lot of time to build up a whole lot of trust if it's a situation like I had last night, or if you just have a little longer time, they still got to trust you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No matter what, they still got to trust you. Got to have something you got to say or do to hold their attention. And it's, you don't have to be loud. You don't have to, you know. None of that's really – actually, the calmer you are, the better it will work. Because this young man last night, I mean, he was really, really fired up, you know. And I just walked up next to him and I said, listen, why don't you just walk with me down the street and breathe a little bit. I know you're upset, okay? Talk to me. And, you know, he was still fussing, but I had his attention. And he turned around, he walked down the street with me. You know, those that were around him who were trying to escalate the situation, I kept him focused on me so he wouldn't focus on them. And that was just by talking to him, letting them know this is really not that important. This is really not that important. And I got his mind on me helping him get off the block. You know, it takes a certain skill. You know, like I said, I could train someone to do it because it's real simple. It's real simple.
Yeah, I just put the
link. Go out there. What'd you say, Rich? I mean, Antonio?
I'm sorry. I just put the link on your page, but all I am is one of the people that's actually on the work group, and it's their organization. I'm just a volunteer on the work group coming up with ideas. And because what you all are doing is right in the right realm of what they're doing, and that you all have the expertise, I would love to connect you all to this group, because this group, they have, I mean, it's a well-organized group that have the funding from Uncle Sam to go out here and do this thing. And if you all have the experience and the expertise that can actually help them, because that's what this is about, coming together. And like the Ms. Kay said, going out in the schools, for an example, that's another great way to be able to get the connections, because that's the one thing that I found was just by going out here to these schools in D.C. and volunteering, you know, you're getting cards from everyone, because it seemed like every counselor, school counselor, teacher, you know, or, you know, whoever in the school, they got other nonprofit organizations that they, I mean, it's crazy. Once we really put ourselves physically there in the trenches, like she said, all of these cards you're going to get when it comes to different organizations where they want your expertise, where they need you, because it's like, it's almost like osmosis and diffusion. If you have a black man that's willing to give back, and you just step out there, it's like you get sucked up, you know what I mean, because there are not too many of us.
That's right. Wide open.
One of the things I'd like to say is, one of the things that Kay and have and I have done, we've done this for years. When you talk about being in a school, we were in a school system where when gangs first, I wouldn't say they first started, but we had a program where gangs started, they started, but we had a program working with little gangsters that started out gangsters. Well, we had a 100% success with our students.
None of them dropped out.
Not one.
We had a 14-year-old that had two kids.
Not one. Now, I'm telling you, when you start talking about schools, now that's another issue, okay? And working in the schools.
Training
is what needs to happen in the schools. You're absolutely right. That's what needs to happen in the schools. Because schools, what schools want to do is schools want to kick them out. And schools have very unique ways of kicking them out. There's layers and layers of ways that they kick them out. Now, we know how they kick them out. They will kick them out and put them on the system. We call it push out. And if you're not in the school system, you don't know how they kick them out. They have fancy-dancy ways of getting them out on the street to where we have to work with them. Trust me.
They don't care if they're out on the street
to get shot and killed. They do not care. You need to get that through your head. They do not care.
Yeah, I think I saw a documentary about that. I want to try to find a documentary. I don't know if it was Waiting on Superman they talked about it, or was it another one. They was talking about how they just push out the students in that process. They tried to push me out on a personal note. They tried to push me out the second grade, third grade.
And if you look at your research, when you start talking about research, just think about it. By the third grade, they know which students are going to fail. That should tell you something right there. If we can tell you by the third grade who's going to be successful and not, who's going to fail, now what's that tell you right there? So come on.
Yeah, they messed up with me because by saying I wasn't going to make it in the third grade, I started GW next year with a PhD in American Studies. So
okay.
Congratulations, man. Oh, that's great. That's great. You know, I'm looking at the site, and wow, I got to contact him. This link you
send
gave
it.
Me here, because it has quite a bit. Doc, you got to see this.
Okay, send it to me.
Yeah, they're bad. They are squared away. They're all connected, because in D.C., that's the one thing that I like about this city. The city has so much potential. These people care. They honestly care, but I honestly don't think they know how to go about really addressing the issue on a large scale. You're talking about the prosecutors. They care about these kids. You're talking about the court system. Everyone, they honestly care, and they're actually working, because it's almost like they literally want to chill. And all the work that they got, because it's just folks just coming through the system, they want to chill. So they really care about doing something on the ground to send these kids off to college and to be productive citizens rather than coming across their desks because they got these high caseloads. I don't know if they really care. They just don't want all that work. But they're literally trying to work with community nonprofits. You know, and I see this in Chicago as well. You know, and probably in New York. I don't know, because I haven't been studying New York, but just D.C. and Chicago.
Okay. Let me say one thing before – that's on my mind that you said that really works. The one thing that you said a couple of things. You talked about the military approach. Excellent approach. The other approach that you said that really works is the swarm approach. What they do is after someone gets injured is they swarm. They swarm in and then they swarm whoever gets hurt. And they actually they surround them. That approach works, and they actually swarm. Essentially, they swarm the gang members.
Apply a lot of resources.
Apply a lot of resources. intense resources. They also apply a lot of pressure on the gang members and say, you know, not here. That's what needs to happen. But they also have a program with Dad Atlanta that works also.
What is that in Atlanta?
Dad's on Duty.
That's Reginald Drummer. He's just sent
Reginald
me a message
Drummer.
Not too long ago. Tried to get him to call in tonight. I don't know if he's going to call in or not, but I just sent him a message. Actually, he sent me a message, and I replied.
I think he's just trying to call me right now, but he's calling me on the same line that I'm on.
Can you put us on hold and try to get him to call?
No, I can't. I can... I'll call him on my cell phone.
Okay.
Well, we're just about over right now, though, aren't we?
No. We got time. It's 45 minutes. We got time.
Okay.
I think you all are coming up with some excellent ideas. I think we put all these together and we really have something.
See, I'm going to act on this information that Antonio just gave me. Okay?
One of my college professors told me about reinventing the wheel because, I was in the biology class, which that sucked. I hated it. But she was like, you know, researchers go off of other research, and they ponder
right.
And try to see where they didn't do things right, and then they build off that. They don't actually just do it all over, because then your whole life is gone. And
right.
And that's basically the approach that I've been taking. It's like, okay, who've been doing what? Who was successful? Who was not successful? Why were they successful? Why were they not successful? And that type of systematic approach allows you to be able to truly see exactly what you need to be able to, what's missing, and fill that void and build off. Because once you said forming a collaborative and working together, you know, what is the glue that's missing? Because all organizations, like a million nonprofit organizations with HIV/AIDS, they deal with every issue affecting the inner cities, for an example, and poverty across America in general. A million nonprofit organizations. But then there's no glue really holding them together.
Well, you know, another thing that you're talking about that's critical is the training, because there are so many programs, just like you're saying, but the critical thing is training. People make the program. There's a million programs, but a lot of them fall by the wayside because of lack of training, because the people don't know what they're doing or don't know how to do it correctly. If people make the program, that's the critical ingredient.
I agree with you, Kay. I also agree with Antonio. He hit it right on the head.
Yep.
You know, I know what I'm going to do probably right after the show. I'm going to find out how to set up a conference call. And once I do that, I'm going around to every organization I know of and have them call in on this call.
Okay.
I'm going to try to have it done by Thursday evening. Everybody will be updated on when it's going to be. But I believe if we did a conference call, organization's conference call, put it out there about the alliance, what we need to do, come up with some guidelines, okay? A plan that everybody agrees to they feel will work, and we could take off. I really believe we could take off from there. You know, we could take off from there because that'll be a collaboration for me. That would probably start from state to state, not only just here in New York, or where you guys are at in the West Coast. Because once I give everybody the information, then hopefully people will go to this organization and that organization and ask them to be a part of the conference call.
Right.
And we can, you know, get together and do what we need to do.
I think it's a wonderful idea.
really truly believe that'll work. Because we got to get the word out on what are we doing. I'm going to this town hall meeting this week. In New York here, Open Line, it's a radio personalities. They have an open line thing they do every Sunday. They're having a town hall meeting here in my area this Friday. It's being hosted by the Love My Life Camp. That's an organization here in my area who is part of building an alliance. And when I go there this Friday, I'm definitely putting it out there, and I'm going to put it out there pretty hard. You know, I'm one of the speakers on the panel, and I'm not going to bite my tongue.
I think you have a really good idea. I think what's happening today is I couldn't get a hold of Reginald. I think they have a live TV show going on right now. So that's where him and Fred are at right now.
Oh, okay. We'll get him in. That's not a problem. You know, we know who we need to reach out to. We'll reach out to them, let them know the importance of it. There's a few people I want to reach out to on Facebook, people that are not on Facebook, because a lot of people are not on Facebook, believe it or not.
That's exactly right. A lot of folks,
and I understand why, because I've asked, you know, and, you know, they've said they've tried the Facebook thing, and it's good for a minute, but when you put something out there that you think people are going to really respond to, there's no response. I understand it.
That's even on a personal note because I did this little piece and I got my head chopped off for it. I'm like working on my thesis for my master's, and it's explaining social African American social paradoxes, and I was talking about explaining it with using Facebook, basically about like out of all the people in my social network, which are all my family members and things of that nature, how many of those people like the United States of America? How many of them like this website, like that Facebook page, that, you know, when it comes to different things. And you get to see how many like BET, how many like the rappers, how many like this and that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just to try to understand that out of all the people in my social network, who likes what, you know. And I came to the realization that, well, I can put something up there. And like a friend of mine told me, one of my homegirls I went to school with in Atlanta, she was like, you know, man, people don't want to hear about all of that, really, you know, black violence, and they don't want to hear about that. They want to just have a place to open up and just to cut loose and act a fool. That is what it is. And unfortunately, you know, using Facebook, it all depends on who we're reaching out to. You know what I mean? It's like folks don't want to hear that. So it's like Facebook might be a good medium for some things, and it might not be for others. You know,
and I agree with that wholeheartedly. At the same time, if you notice, when people have certain grief in their lives, they'll post it on Facebook.
Yeah,
that's right.
And they want, you know, please respond. You know, I'm hurting, or, you know, I lost someone in my family. You know,
and
that's a shame. Okay, now you want attention. You know, but when we're posting stuff that's about what you may be going through, you have nothing to say. Or, as you said, Antonio, people don't care. You know, Doc, you said something the other day to me about the social thing. I can't quote exactly what you said, if you remember. Do you recall, Doc?
People aren't that interested in
shallow.
They're so shallow. They're just not interested in
social
issues. They're not interested. They're not serious about what's going on. They care about their kids and their pictures and that sort of thing. But they're not interested in these kids dying. That's not serious for them.
To me, there is nothing else more serious, Doc. Let me tell you about one of the posts I posted today, okay? It was this woman I don't know what exactly happened. All I know is she called her pastor repeatedly. Pastor did not respond. She killed her three children and herself. Now, if that doesn't grab somebody's attention, wow, you know, where are people's minds at?
I actually was going
but
to
this
respond
is not
to
like
that.
Rare, see, I could see if this was rare stuff. This is stuff is going on every day. Where are people's attentions at? That's what's killing me. It's like I know there are so many distractions, number one. I do know that. But our children are dying in our neighborhoods on a daily basis from a variety of issues. Gun violence, mothers killing their children, law enforcement just shot a man down in the Bay Area. There was a big hoopla about it from the community. And, you know, I stated, you know, okay, that's all good and well. Where's the anger and outrage when it's black on black killing each other? Where's the anger and outrage there? You know, these are the things that need to change. Listen, we only got about 2-3 minutes left here. I'm going to set up this conference call, Doc. Help me with it, please. Antonio, I'm going to need your help. Now, thank you for calling in.
Hey, no problem,
really
no problem.
We're
here for you
some
guys.
Good stuff, and we need you, partner. We definitely
thank you,
need
thank you. I'm here for you. I need you guys,
I'm
too.
Glad you, I am
to
so glad you're on the team, because you got to know, this is not about me. You, Doc, this is for the children.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and for our sisters and brothers, cousins, and you know, what have you. You know, and the time to act is now. The
right
time
on.
To act is now. You know, and I like what Antonio said, you know, the thing about the soldiers, about the military, how you got to be committed like that. You know, I'm going to use that. I'm sorry.
Because hey, you can have it.
It's
you have it. Anything I say is not, it's not copyrighted.
Okay, I have to use that because that's the kind of commitment we need today. And what's going? That's the kind of commitment Martin and Malcolm and all the rest had. That same kind of commitment.
And Antonio,
that's what it's going to take.
Antonio, we got plenty of information for your dissertation. We can help you with that.
I need all the help I can get because I'm trying to with the thesis. I get the way actually it's the thesis and dissertation for my PhD. But for my PhD, I'm trying to solve the problems. The first one is going to be understanding it, and then the second one is going to be solving it. And I have to do it as I'm a part of it, like the guinea pig. So,
yeah.
Listen, I got to close the show. Thank you again. And as always, no violence, no peace.
Can you picture my prophecy? Stress in the city, the cops are stopping me. The prodigy full of bullets, nobody's just dropping. Ain't no stopping me. Constantly moving while making millions. Witnessing killers, leaving dead bodies in the bed. The builders carry the children because they're illing. Addicted to killing and the appeal from the cap villain. Without feeling, but will they last or be blasted? Hard-headed bastard. Maybe you're listening to this casket. The aftermath. More bodies being buried. I'm losing my homies in a hurry. They relocate into the cemetery. Got me worried. Stressing my business blurry. The question is, will I live? No one in the world loves me. I'm headed for danger. Don't touch strangers. Put one in the chamber whenever I'm feeling this anger. Don't want to make excuses, cause this is how it is. What's the use of let me shoot? No one notices the you. It's just me against the world, baby. It's me against the world. It's just me against the world. I got nothing to lose. It's just me against the world, baby. Cause I'm the one y'all need to be worried about. Partner. With all the sex distressing, the question I wonder is after death, after my last breath, when will I finally get to rest through this suppression? They punish the people that's asking questions and those that possess. Still from the ones without possessions, the message I stress. To make it stop, study your lessons, don't settle for less. Even the genius asks questions, be grateful for blessings. Don't ever change, keep your essence of power. It's in the people and politics we address. Always do your best, don't let the pressure make you panic. And when you get stranded and things don't go the way you planned it, dreaming the riches and the position to making a difference. Politicians and hypocrites, they don't want to listen. If I'm insane, it's the fame made above a change. It wasn't nothing like the game, it's just me against the...